For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU soccer team opened up their season this past weekend, as did the BSU volleyball team. Details are next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Get the fastest internet speeds, up to a gigabit per second, at an affordable rate with no phone line required with the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. The GigaZone is quickly expanding, and to find out when it may reach you, visit paulbunyan.net. Get all fiber optic fast internet speeds, up to 80 times faster than cable, and over 100 times faster than DSL. Can you gig it? It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team opened up the season with a 5-1 victory over Minnesota Crookston on Saturday afternoon. Beavers scoring 2 goals in the first half and 3 in the second. Raquel Thielen and Bailey Erta led the BSU soccer team to that victory, each recording a goal and an assist. Beavers look to protect their unblemished record tomorrow when they travel to St. Joseph, Missouri, opening up the non-conference season against Missouri Western State. Match is set for 3 o'clock, opening kick from Craig Field in Spratt Memorial Stadium. Bemidji State volleyball team opened up the season at a tournament in Nebraska over the weekend. Beavers split their 4 matches, going 2-2. On the weekend, Bemidji native Jess Yost hit the 1,000 career kill plateau, had 20 kills against Concordia, Nebraska, and surpassed the 1,000 mark, having 15 kills against York College. Yost is just the 9th person in BSU volleyball history to reach 1,000 kills in her career. BSU volleyball team back in action next weekend, traveling to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, participating in the Sioux Falls Invitational. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.